The overall sockeye salmon run to the Chignik River was 540,000 fish. That's the lowest return on record since statehood. There were no commercial fishing opportunities for sockeye this summer in the Chignik management area in an effort to get more fish upriver to spawn. Just over 100 reds were caught incidentally during a two-day opener in July aimed at harvesting pink and chum salmon. The Chignik River gets two individual salmon runs, an early run and a late run. The late run actually made its minimum escapement goal, but barely. The early run, on the other hand, only hit about half of its escapement goal of 350,000 sockeye. So the sockeye return was a disaster. How did the other species of salmon fare? To paint with a broad brush, not well. In terms of harvest, there was a second 48-hour commercial fishing opener targeting silvers in September. One coho was caught. Over the last 10 years, fishermen have brought in an average of 111,000 coho. During the July two-day opener targeting pinks and chum, fishermen brought in 6 pinks and 924 chum. Normally, fishermen get 702,000 pinks during pink years and 253,000 chum annually. There were no openings for Chinook. In terms of escapement, coho escapement was actually above average. Chum salmon escapement was below the escapement goal, but Fish and Game noted the weather was poor for surveying, and if conditions were better, they would likely have counted enough chum to meet the escapement goal. The pink run was weak. According to Fish and Game, the Chignik management area only counted about a quarter of its minimum escapement goal, 170,000 pinks. The king run was also very poor. Only 825 Chinook made it upstream to spawn. The bottom end of the escapement goal is 1,300 kings. State subsistence fishing and sport fishing for Chinook was closed on July 13th to try to get more upriver. Overall, the summary confirms what fishermen in the area have been saying since early summer. It was an extremely rough year. The average value for each permit in the Chignik management area has been above $100,000 for the past 10 years, sometimes double or triple that, and usually more than 50 permit holders fish. This year, only 6 permit holders fished during the 4 days open to fishing. The average value they brought in was a mere $500 per permit. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.